Let's talk about you and the first school you attended, elementary school. Where was it and what do you remember?
It was in Tishomingo Grade School. They called it North Ward. North Ward was a grade school and South Ward was a junior high and high school. They were a different size of town. The class, probably not more than 30, 40 students maybe. I'd not been to any public education at that point. Tishomingo didn't have pre-K and kindergarten and preschool and all the things that we have today. So it was my first experience. I learned to read, I learned to count and all those things in the first grade.
That sounds like a lot in the first grade.
Well, yes. These days, though, they teach those kinds of things before you ever enter first grade. And so you're quite a bit ahead.
What kind of a student were you? Did you enjoy school?
I was a good student. I enjoyed school. When the teacher said, take this homework with you and do it and bring it back, I did it. Of course, my mom had influence on that. If I had homework, she made sure that I did it.
In grade school and living in Tishomingo early on, did they talk about traditions of Native Americans much?
Not a lot, no. Native Americans didn't have the same status as they have today. Today, most people look favorably upon Native Americans. During that era, that wasn't necessarily the case.
So were you in your class, elementary, say junior high, in the minority?
Yes, I was in the minority.
So were you treated then as a minority?
Strangely enough, no. I wasn't treated badly. Not in the school system. Not that I could detect, anyway. There were a few kids that might make snide remarks or make racial slurs or something, but I didn't let that bother me. It wasn't prevalent. It wasn't until integration that really hit the schools, when a lot of the African-American folks began to enter our public schools. I think I was in about the fifth or sixth grade. It was in the 50s.
54, 55?
Somewhere in that vicinity.
That's important there. So you're in elementary and junior high in the early 50s when integration came about in our state.
Yes.
Talk to us about that, how that worked and how that may have affected you.
Well, they were people to me.
When the blacks came in?
Yes. It was a bit of a shock, you know, because we had a different group of people attending school, but we developed friendships. A lot of folks had trouble adjusting. I didn't.
Blacks were living in Tishomingo?
There was an area in Tishomingo. It was called Colored Town. They had their own school, some commerce there. So they had a particular area within the city that they lived and went to school.
Then when integration came about, did they all come to your school?
They all came to our school, grade school and high school. They closed the school that they went to.
Did that cause problems then amongst
the
students?
There were some problems, yeah. It was a pretty difficult period for some folks. So like I said, I never had any problem with them. My family, they really weren't racist at all. I guess you could tell by the fact that a Scotch-Irish person was marrying an American Indian. That would have been outside of our culture to do that, the family culture.
What was the high school experience like for you?
Just like any other student, it's a really challenging time. You know, you're growing up, you're trying to be independent. I think most of the young people during that time are engaged in a lot of different activities. It was a fun time. Some of my best friends that I have now, we still communicate with each other, made during that school experience from first grade to high school. I enjoyed sports. I played football and participated in the other sports. Football was the one I really played. I had sort of followed the tradition of a couple of my brothers who had played prior to me. The older brother, Gene, he was a football player, and then the next oldest was Russell, and he played football.
So you were expected then to?
Yeah, well, it's sort of like something you would do. Of course, I like sports. Football seemed to be what I was best suited for. I was engaged in track and some basketball and those kind of things. I didn't play a lot of baseball, but I did engage in track and basketball. But football was my main.
What position did you play?
I played tackle. And my brother had played guard, the next oldest, and the oldest had played running back. So we did different things.
What was the name of the team?
The Tishomingo Indians. And they're still called the Indians today, being at the Chickasaw Capital. You know, that was what they were called.
Did you have a successful run in that team? Did you win championships?
Well, when I was a senior, we had the best record. Most of us played together from the time we were sophomore to we were senior. We dominated the team, and we had more on the team than any other class. And we started out very green and finally became a little more seasoned by the time we were seniors. And we did very well. We won the district championship and the bi-district championship. Didn't quite make it to the state level. Several Chickasaws on that team and a couple of Choctaws.
Was that a common bond with you, knowing that you were?
There's something about that. You can't necessarily put your finger on it, but you bond with other Indian people. There was something there. It wasn't something you go around and say, you know, he's my best friend or anything like that. We just knew who we were.